Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Dan Mad Dog Mason, the program director and afternoon host on News Talk 780 KOH. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Jill Derby, Chris Wicker, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Dan Mason. He's the program director for News Talk 780, KOH in Reno, but can be heard all over the world online.
And it's a wonderful thing,
And everywhere else. almost 20 years, in addition to being an on-air talent, you've been the program director for the radio station.
Just about, yeah.
You know, I remember, it's not that long ago, well, I guess it is that long ago, but
yeah, be careful.
AM radio was dead. AM radio was going nowhere, and then suddenly this fellow named Rush Limbaugh revitalized that entire spectrum. It's pretty amazing.
It is, but it's not as unusual as it sounds. All he did really was remember what radio was supposed to be from its infancy, and that is entertain and inform people. And if you have a good time, then generally speaking, your audience is probably going to have a good time too.
And really, that is the secret to all of this. I mean,
it is. So we're done. Thanks for having me.
but no, that is the reality. That if you host a talk show and you have a variety of topics over a period of time, if people like you, they will travel down the road with you on most of those topics.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It's all about what you do and how you do it. And if it's interesting to people, they'll follow you and like it, and you'll do okay.
Now, interesting things have happened in the last couple of years. Citadel Radio, which had Rush Limbaugh as a mainstay across the country,
right,
and for decades, was taken over by Cumulus Radio, and they also own News Talk 780 KOH.
Right.
And in some of the major markets like New York, Rush is no longer on the air. What's going on?
Well, Rush was never a product of our company, of Citadel. He's a separate syndication company. They're called Premier Radio Networks. It just so happened Citadel, our former owners, had a really nice stable of big news and talk stations in the big cities, WABC in New York, KGO in San Francisco, WLS in Chicago. And because most of those were talk stations and Rush was king of the talk world, he was on those stations. He wanted to be on the big, important stations of America. And by and large, he still is. So we're fortunate that we have him for another 3 years, and that's going to continue.
But in New York, he was snapped up by the competition.
In New York, they made a change. Our company, Cumulus, which also has a syndication network, as does the company that Rush is associated with, they obviously want to run their programs on their radio stations wherever it makes sense. And Rush still made sense, but in New York, they came to some other arrangements because the premier people own a station in New York, too.
So now what happened with Sean Hannity, or what is happening with Sean Hannity?
Sean Hannity is gone from, I believe, all of the Cumulus radio stations. They couldn't come to an agreement on a new contract. There's lots of speculation as to why that occurred. I have my own guess why it occurred, but I'm probably not smart enough to say it. Money.
Yeah.
Everything comes down to money in the end. Rush Limbaugh is one of the few syndicated products that is not just a barter arrangement. Most syndication products, it's a barter. I get to run the show and have exclusive rights to it in the market. They get to sell the national commercials, and that's how they make their money. Rush, being Rush, he gets a check too, which is a little unusual. At one point, so did Hannity. And there was a switch, and he used to be a product that was within the ABC radio network, which our company is affiliated with. And then he switched and went to Rush Limbaugh's syndication company. And there were arrangements that were made, and there used to be cash, and the cash money went away. My suspicion is they wanted to bring the cash money back, and we balked at that.
So now the anomaly to all of this was great entertainer, big ratings, Howard Stern goes to satellite radio.
Right.
And not only did he go to satellite radio, which people of a time said this contract is insane, they'll never be able to make the money back, but he's had renewal since then. So obviously, he's at minimum making the money.
I don't understand the Howard Stern phenomenon completely. Very popular. There's a reason he's not on commercial radio anymore, is that the advertisers wouldn't go along with it. Great content. Young males in particular loved it, but advertisers were kind of, I don't know that I want to be involved in something this risque. And that's a primary reason why that happened, is a lot of stations that ran Howard Stern had great ratings, but they couldn't make any money. And money's the bottom line.
Always the bottom line. Satellite radio, at its inception, was, we're looking at the death of radio, which has been said so many times before.
Radio dies every few years. That's just kind of a given.
But it amazingly rises from the grave.
We're still here. Yeah.
And it's like movie theaters are going away, and yet we're just opening a brand new IMAX theater in Sparks,
right,
which people are very excited
yeah.
about. Of course, I'm excited about the fact they have these giant recliners. Bad movie?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about that.
I think there's going to be a lot of people sleeping. Glenn Beck, another character who yeah. moved away from traditional broadcasting and started his own company. He's making more money now than he ever made before.
I know. It's.
How do you explain the Glenn Beck phenomenon? Because, you know, there's two sides of him. There's the crazy crying and all the ranting, and then there's the stand-up comedian that he was for many years, and he is very funny.
He is. Really, the difference today is radio is still viable because you can still hit the button and there it is. To touch on your satellite radio comment for a second, satellite radio didn't end commercial radio because they don't have what we have here in Reno. We're here.
Right.
And they aren't. And as long as you don't lose that niche, you'll be okay. But it's not just about radio anymore for any of us. We're content delivery people on multiple platforms. The internet, your telephone, I mean, you name whatever it is. And Glenn Beck recognized that, you know, there's a lot more out here that I can take advantage of. And he was just one of the, I wouldn't say he's the first, but he jumped in with both feet and said, okay, I'm going to go away from the commercial end and I'm going to do my own thing. And it's working out pretty well. All although right. he is kind of kooky sometimes.
Just a little. We'll take a break. More with Dan Mason when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244. or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dan Mason. He's the program director as well as a talent for News Talk 780 KOH. You can hear him every afternoon at 3 p.m. Or you can hear him 24 hours a day online.
It's a wonderful thing.
It really is. So let's talk politics.
Okay. I can do that.
Now, as you host an afternoon radio show, call-in show, on a conservative radio station, you are watching what's going on with the Republican Party as it's chewing itself apart. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that, and how does talk radio benefit or hurt the Republican Party?
I don't know if it benefits or hurts it, per se. But what's really going on with the Republicans is they don't know who they are. And unity is the word I always use. Whether you are a fan of the Democratic Party or not, they have unity. Now, I think that has some negatives. I use the word drones a lot because everything is completely party line. But having said that, it's not that much different on the Republican side. But you've got moderate Republicans, you've got conservative Republicans, and then we've got the Tea Party, which somehow has become this radical, as far out to the right organization as you can get, which I think is nonsense. But within the party, that unity seems to be missing, and that's what's making it hard for them to win elections. We're debating whether they should be conservative or moderate, but in the meantime, it's not focused, and they're not winning. And that's the bottom line. You can't govern if you don't win.
And basically, the party is eating its young, because if somebody doesn't toe the line, because the arch conservatives are the ones that mainly vote in the primaries, they put somebody up who's more conservative than the person in office, bam, but they can't win the general.
Sharon Angle is a great example of that.
She'll be on the program later this week.
Good. I'll make sure I'm not here. Now I'm really going to get in trouble.
Yes, you will.
But she's a good example of she was far out to the right and adamant in her views, and I don't find that her views were that far out of the mainstream as everybody wanted to predict, but certain elements of the party abandoned her. I don't think the Democrats would do that. At least I haven't seen any evidence that they do, and I think that made a huge difference.
Well, one of the things the Democrats do in this state is they clear the way in the primaries so that they don't have a primary fight. When that was going to happen previously in the U.S. Senate race, certain high-level Democratic politicians whose name will not be mentioned here got in the way and said, Byron Georgiou, you're not running.
Yeah, yeah, we know who he is too, don't we? And well, you can like it or not like it, but the fact is that it works. Senator Reid's got an ironclad grip on what goes on in the party in this state. And again, whether you like him or not, he's a smart man, and it seems to be working. I'm still waiting for Governor Sandoval and Senator Heller to learn some lessons there and grab hold of this party and say, hey, if we're going to win, this is what we need to do. And that's not happening.
Well, but in the lieutenant governor's race, you know, you have an anointment by the governor.
Yes, we do.
But you have a lot of people who are not happy with that.
And again, it just further explains the issue that's going on. Who is in charge of the party, and how are we going to win?
Okay, question for you, and you and I have talked about this privately over the years, but I don't think we've ever talked about it on the air, which is, why do Democrats not do a better job on talk radio? You don't have the breakout stars with Democrats, with few exceptions, maybe a couple on MSNBC, but even there, the numbers are dramatically low by comparison with Fox News.
Well, it goes back to the beginning of why left-leaning talk radio happened. It was specifically, Air America is the greatest example of how not to do it correctly. We're going to create a radio network to counter the conservatives, because conservative talk radio is working, and they say, well, liberal talk radio wasn't working. It wasn't that it wasn't working. It didn't exist, by and large. The entertainment factor, again, is always what's most important. If you're entertaining people and you're having fun, then it's going to be okay. And this is kind of a partisan comment, but a lot of the early liberal talk show hosts didn't know how to have fun on the radio. Their whole goal was to be a counter to the conservatives. Rule number one is, if you're going to be on the radio, do good radio, and the rest will take care of itself. And that was the mistake that they made, in my opinion.
And the truth of the matter is that, as we were talking about at the very beginning of this interview, if you have a personality that people like, you can talk about anything. But you have to start with having a personality that the broad general public likes, which comes from an entertainment background. You have to be entertaining.
Yeah, you have to have fun, and your audience has to understand that that's why you're there. You're their friend. And you can't be their friend if you're constantly beating them over the head and not smiling while you do it.
That's where we gotta leave it. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much, Sam, for being here. And congratulations on almost 20 years as program director for News Talk 780 KOH.
That.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nevada is a lot like most places. There are never enough resources for education.
Everybody have a pencil?
Kids need books, paper, pens, and other supplies. But a lot of people just can't afford them. I try to help out as much as I can, but it adds up. That's why when a company like Barrett Gold donates more than $1 million to Nevada schools, it really helps.
If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, or any other life-changing calamity, how can you be sure you'll receive the best advice and help with your claim?
At Galloway & Jensen, we have the answers you want and the experience you need.
Insurance adjusters are trained to act like your friend, but they're also trained to take advantage of you.
We work for the insurance companies,
and we won't let them take advantage of you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
As Nevada approaches its 150th anniversary of statehood, it's time to reflect on what makes us all proud to be Nevadans.
The Nevada of my youth was a place of pride, activity, optimism, and opportunity. This has long been our state's heritage, and it will be our future as well.
Over the past 150 years, countless Nevadans have lived, worked, learned, and played in a state rich with history and culture.
Our Silver State is battle-born.
And we are
Nevada proud.
I've been watching News 4 pretty solidly for about the past 10 years. One of the things that News 4 has added recently is the alert function that I get on my iPad or on my telephone. I like to know what's going on in the world. I like to know what's going on in Northern Nevada. On Your Side means to me that I have confidence in the anchors, that I have confidence in the station, that when they deliver the news, I can believe it and I can trust it, that I can sit down and watch the news with full confidence.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Sean Kerry, back from China and still alive, political columnist for Reno Tahoe Tonight magazine. Jill Derby is the former Nevada Democratic Party chair, and Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you all here. So we had our debate on the lieutenant governor side up in Elko. Your thoughts on this, Sean?
It's an interesting race. I think Sue Loudon is better known in the state, I think, but of course Hutchinson has the support of the governor. So,
And apparently money.
Well, when you get support of the governor, that's what comes along with it. But there's no question that this is the race to watch because it's widely speculated, and I think probably credibly so that Sandoval is, of course, going to run for the U.S. Senate in 2016.
Billy Vassiliadis on this program said that he didn't think that was going to happen.
I'm not so sure it's going to happen either, but that's what everybody thinks, and that's the reason that so much attention is being paid to the lieutenant governor's race at this point.
It was interesting. Mark Hutchison said that he would work to restrain the federal government and win state control of the public lands in Nevada. When he asked what he knew about Elko County, he said the federal government is absolutely out of control.
Well, that's a pretty standard line, isn't it? And it really plays well in Elko. I mean, really, with all the ranching and land issues around there, it's a very popular line. And I didn't hear much difference between those candidates, really, in that debate. I was left with, if I were a Republican, I'm not sure how I'd go with that.
Now, you ran a great race a couple of times around in CD2. Which encompasses all of rural Nevada. So what advice would you give to the presumptive candidate, Lucy Flores, who apparently is getting ready to announce, of how she should deal with rural Nevada?
Well, I don't know what her ties are with rural Nevada. You know, I had ranching ties. I was born on a ranch in Nevada, and that immediately gave me some cachet with people and some ability to speak into their world.
You came very close in that race.
Yeah, no, I did. So I think she needs to get out there. She needs to identify what their issues are and figure out how to speak to them. You know, one of the things about running for office, people meet you, they like you, that makes a huge difference. So she needs to get around, but the truth of the demographics is she can't spend too much time out there because Reno's the place to work hard.
Chris?
Well, I totally agree. I think she needs to go out there because if elected, she'd represent the entire state, but there's not very many votes for her outside of Washoe, Clark, Carson City, maybe Douglas and Nye County, but beyond that,
Do you think that may change, though? I mean, look at the reception that Stephen Horsford has gotten in rural Nevada. I think all the vibes that I've been getting are that he's looked at very, very positively there.
I think I've heard that, too, and I think he's certainly favored to win, but it's going to be a while. The one thing that might swing it is, as my understanding, there's a number of unregistered Hispanic voters out there who tend to vote Democratic, and that could make a difference in some counties. But the Republicans are very entrenched, and I think a lot of people are even Republican simply to be able to run a business out there.
All right, let's talk about the headline from Scott Sonner at the Associated Press, "No Free Lunch for Elko Inmates." And the story is the Elko County Commission approved Sheriff Jim Pitt's proposal to charge inmates $6 a day for meals, $10 for each doctor visit, and $5 for initial booking into the jail, a move he says will save county taxpayers millions of dollars. What does that say to you, Jill?
Well, it reminds me of the guy down in Arizona who puts inmates out. Yeah. And from what I've heard, I think it's unconstitutional that it's part of what the government provides, that sort of safety and law enforcement, and this is the system, and I'm not sure that it's constitutional or legal.
Mr. Lawyer?
You lock somebody up at the government's direction, most of the time, I hope deservedly so. Their families are left often without a breadwinner, without another working spouse, and then you want this family to turn around and they've lost this great source of income and pay these fees. And I think it is unconstitutional because you have the government has put them there. It's not by their choice. I don't think they can charge them incarceration fees.
John?
I have to agree. I just don't see how logistically this is going to work. And this is more to try and drum up support and say, look, I'm trying to be fiscally conservative, but it's really just a dog and pony show.
And what does this do for the image of Nevada?
Well, I think it absolutely hurts Nevada. I mean, it just looks so punitive. And so I thought beyond the pale of what's appropriate, it's just one more blow in terms of, the Wild West in Nevada and how it operates.
Well, like with Joe Arpaio. Joe Arpaio has made a name for himself by being an embarrassment to the state of Arizona, and I don't want to see that be recreated here. I have no problem with inmates being put to work and things like that, but to try and turn around and send them this humongous bill at the end of the time when they're in prison or expecting, like Chris was saying, their families to turn around and have to pay this kind of money is not reasonable, and
But Sheriff Arpaio has a lot of fans. He's in the minority, but he has a lot of fans, and it plays to a defenseless group. Group of inmates ought to pay their way.
And cruel and unusual punishment, I believe, is the phrase.
That's in the Constitution.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If the recent changes in health care have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. Did you know nearly all Americans are required to have health insurance in 2014? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new health care law, so we can help you make an informed decision. If you've been living without health insurance or are looking for other options, there's good news. Many people will now qualify for financial help to get the coverage they need. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help you get the financial help you qualify for and find the plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you and your family healthy, like checkups, immunizations for kids and adults, mammograms, blood pressure, cholesterol, and other recommended screenings, all at no out-of-pocket cost to you. Have questions? Give us a call. We'll provide answers and walk you through the process, or go online for more information. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. We want you to get the care you need. With our plans, you'll have your choice of doctors and hospitals from our network. And Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield's online tools can help you find a plan that's right for you and give you convenient, easy access to doctors in your area. Call today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Generations have relied on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health care coverage, and now you can too. Act today. It's not too late to apply for health coverage in 2014. Open enrollment ends soon. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-800-892-4638 to find out how much financial help you may qualify for. That's 1-800-892-4638 or visit GetAnthemHelp.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, Dale Urquiaga will join us. He's the superintendent of public instruction, the boss of all the schools right here in Nevada. We'll see you on the next show.